send your kids to Paris, kick back, and listen to the Uncut Gems podcast, a weekly show where we talk about movies nobody else wants to talk about. And this is a special Patreon exclusive bonus tie-in of our show where we talk about movies that someone actually does talk about, I suppose. Anyway, so this is episode for January 2024, and my name's Jakub.
And my name's Randy.
And today we are talking about Taken, which is a Liam Neeson movie starring Liam Neeson.
Yep. Nailed it.
Nailed it, yeah. Anyway, so it's a Liam Neeson movie, which is in connection to the Liam Neeson month we're going through. This is the flavor of January 2024 is Liam Neeson's plane, trains, and automobiles. Also, like you called it, Liam Neeson's PTA, which would be like... This is a... On our sort of schedule, we just called it PTA. I was just like, yeah. Oh, planes, train. Okay, never mind. Yeah. I was just like, is this like a back-to-school thing? Okay, no, it's not. So anyway, so this is in conjunction to films like The Commuter, which just dropped on Friday. And then we decided to devote the tie-in to talk about the film that put Liam Neeson on the map as the, let's just say, latter-day action star. But anyway, before we start the proceedings, I think it's only... in order to say, first of all, Happy New Year, if we haven't done so already, because this is officially the first recording of the 2024 that we're actually doing in 2024, because everything else we recorded before Christmas. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Happy New Year from us all. And then thank you very much to all of our supporters who are still with us, we're churning away. Starting 2024, big plans ahead of us. So thank you very much for sticking with us. Thank you for your vote of confidence. And we hope you're going to enjoy the next 12 months of extra stuff coming from us. And there's going to be stuff. I'll say this much. We have plans for this year. This
yes, we do. yes, we do.
So might as well just quickly... So Taken is the order of business for today. Just a quick reminder, we just finished our Soderbergh journey. So Magic Mike's Last House on the Left is also available on our Patreon to those who don't know. And then later on this month we will be beginning our Big and Low. Project, which is a year-long retrospective of Catherine Bigelow's directorial efforts, and we'll be starting with The Loveless. So this is all to be found on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/uncutgemspod if you're listening to us on our regular feed. And by the way, if you're listening to us on a regular feed, our voices are going to trail away in a few minutes. So be sure to go to, once more, with feeling, patreon.com/uncutgemspod. And then we're just for $3 a month, you will be able to listen to this in full and everything else we have in full. So do that. In the meantime, might as well just get on with it, no? It's a good idea. So let's get Taken, baby.
Now, Mr. Well, we know you're not this man. So what do we call you? It doesn't matter what we call you, really. What does matter is what you're doing here. Do you mind telling me what you're doing here?
The last girl. I'm her father.
Oh, my.
Give her to me.
I wish I could, honestly. See, I'm a father myself. I have two sons and a daughter. But let me tell you something, Mr. Whoever you are. This is a business. This is a very unique business with a very unique clientele.
I'll pay.
This business, you have no refunds, no returns, no discounts, no buybacks. All sales are final. Besides discretion, it's about the only rule we have. Kill him quietly, I have guests.
So Taken is directed by Pierre Morel, stars Liam Neeson, Maggie Grace, Famke Janssen, a bunch of other people. And is a relentless action thriller centered around Brian Mills, that's Liam Neeson, a retired CIA operative who must use his unique set of skills to rescue his abducted daughter Kim, that's Maggie Grace, from a Parisian human trafficking ring. And fueled by determination, Brian embarks on a ruthless pursuit through the criminal underworld, facing corrupt officials and dangerous criminals. By the way, this synopsis is courtesy of ChatGPT, and ChatGPT generated a synopsis that used the phrase unique set of skills. Just saying. I'm taken aback. I'm gobsmacked at how smart this thing is. Anyway, but it's a useful bit of technology for us folks in here. Anyway, so in terms of production notes, so Luc Besson had this original idea for this film, I think a little back before 2008, when this film was produced and released, and then when he pitched it to Pierre Morel, who was his DP mm-hmm. on a bunch of films. So they were friends. And also Pierre Morel and Besson. So Besson wrote and produced his feature debut, which is District 13, which is not a sequel to District 9. So he pitched it to him and he immediately got involved. He's like, yes, like, I want to be part of this. So I think he was pitching this idea to him, as in, like, he wanted to write and produce it, and then Morel wanted to direct it. So that's what they did. They hired Jeff Bridges to mm-hmm. star in this, in the titular role of Brian Mills. And then Bridges dropped out. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if it was health reasons or he just had a conflicting project. I don't know. But anyway, Liam Neeson then got interested because he kind of wanted a little bit of a change from what he was used to. And he was used to this sort of prestige, Oscar baity stuff. You know, like, you think about, was it Kinsey?
Yeah.
Like, that would be the sort of era post-Kinsey, which is a movie that's the precious of its time. Like, you know, like a film that no one really cares about. It's just Oscar baited failed, right?
He's either in something like Kinsey or he's, you know, the voice of Aslan.
Yes, exactly.
Or Zeus or something, you know.
Yeah, so and also he's also in his post prequel years, so he was in this sort of massive franchise. He was a bit of a name as well in this sort of prestige world, and he wanted a bit of a change. And he thought it would be like a nice side hustle, like a nice gig on the side, because he thought honestly that this would be like a direct to DVD situation where he's going to go to Paris for a little while, so it would be a nice trip. He would learn a few kung fu sort of skills because, you know, why not? He would earn a bit of money and he would have a nice time. And little did he know, this movie kind of turned out a little bit more important for him than, I want to say, almost everything else before. Almost, like, I would probably, anyway, we're going to get to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Neeson gets involved. And without too much of a hassle, I think the movie gets put together for roughly 25 mil, and it's produced by, I think it's called Europa Corp.
I think so.
That's Besson's production company. And just bear in mind, this is French produced, so it's also a co-production with like four other places. So just keep this in mind. It's not an American produced effort. So it cost $25 million to make, and it opened, I mean, it kind of opened like a movie in the 70s would open. It just rolled through countries because it opened in France in, like, don't say February 2008, and then it opened elsewhere in Europe. And I think it opened in the UK in September, and in January next year in
2009,
it opened in the US. And then as it just rolled, it kind of gathered this cultural cachet of, this is a cool action film, guys, you need to go and see this. So a lot of word of mouth carried this film into over $200 million at the box office. And then as it was released on DVD and Blu-ray, it earned another one of those almost $200 million in physical media sales. So let's just say it was a very popular film. However, critically speaking, let's just say it received a bit of a mixed sort of score, because you know, the consensus is around like 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, and you know, like undeniably fun with slick action, but largely brainless. So Roger Ebert gave it 2.5 out of 4. Then I'm not surprised, because Roger Ebert, I haven't read his review in full, but he always has a bone to pick with violent films. But anyway, so he says, it's always a puzzle to review a movie like this. On the one hand, it's preposterous, but who expects a Bourne-type city-wrecking operative to be plausible and whatever? And on the other hand, it's very well made. Some people were saying, you know, a kick-ass pedal to the metal action, and that Wisely doesn't give the viewer any time to ponder the string of unlikely coincidences. Or they would just call it a Bond film on steroids. And, you know, like some people would just call it unintentionally silly. So, you know, like you never know. However, it found its audience. It found a following, became a bit of a meme. We're going to get to it. Spawned a franchise. So it was followed by Taken 2 and Taken 3. Also, a rarity nowadays. The two sequels are just Taken 2 and Taken 3. No colons, no subtitles, not subtitles after subtitles, no dashes, no punctuation anywhere to be found. Very pristine titling conveniences. Oh, and also a TV show. I think there's at least 2 seasons, and it's about Brian Mills when he was younger. I'm not sure, I can't remember who plays him, but it's also a Northern Irish actor. Jesus. What's his name? Clive Standen. That's him.
Clive Standen?
He's a stand-in. Yes. Clive Standen. He's a, you know, born to be an understudy.
Possibly worth mentioning too, the two sequels both made quite a bit more money than the original.
Yes, they did. So, with that, might as well get on with it. Randy, tell me, what's your story with Taken? Have you seen it before? What do you like it? Do you not like it? Tell me what you think about Liam Neeson and his particular set of skills.
Yeah, I saw Taken years ago, shortly after it came out. I forget if I saw it in theaters, to be honest. And it washed over me at the time. It's a decent little action film. So the way you summarized the critical response, I think it's all of those things. You know, to be honest, I myself didn't necessarily understand what the fuss was about. You know, I certainly liked Neeson and liked his body of work before. I liked him his body of work. Watching Taken this time, though, I'm much more interested in why this film was as big as it was and what made it special, and why did the first one connect more in the States and in North America than it did worldwide. So these things were going through my mind a lot, just trying to pick apart the film, because it is a fun little action film, and I quite like it, and it is well-paced. Another thing that's interesting in here is that, and it probably because it's a European production, there's a willingness in here to get dirty. Like, I'm shocked that this is not an R. I think there's an unrated cut of this.
Oh, is it not an R? I mean, I think in the UK, I think it was a 15.
It's a PG-13.
Is it now? Holy shit, really?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, come on. Like, I need to check. Where's IMDb? On IMDb, it's an 18, actually. Must have been an R.
I thought I looked it up. Taken rating.
So it was an 18 in the US. UK. So it must have been an R.
And it's pretty
serious. I mean, it's not like there's violence and there's sexual violence in there, and the in implicit sexual. Like, it must have been an R. Come on.
Shoot, where did I find that?
Sorry to derail your opening gambit, but holy shit! Like,
I need to
correct the record.
Why is Taken rated PG-13?
Is it? Where's certificates? Hold on. MPAA PG-13 for intense sequence of violence, disturbing thematic material.
Did you find it?
Yeah, on IMDb. Okay. So MPAA gave it PG-13, but hold on. You're not making it up. This is totally factual. United Kingdom, it was a 15 edited and 18 unedited.
If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.